Hello, Fiona McLeod.
Hello, Alect.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm really happy. I'm really happy.
Hmm? You've had a good visit?
It's been fantastic. 3 weeks in Scotland with storytellers. I'm really happy.
So I wanted to ask you to tell me about your experience of story as a pathway to peace.
Well, originally it was that I was like on two different pathways. There's a pathway of story, and then there was a searching for peace, meaning of peace, what it can mean, and then how to bring them together. And then I discovered really that there is this power in story by itself, and when we get together and we exchange stories and tell stories, already we're in a peaceful place of being. But, of course, by itself, that would not bring immediate and complete peace. So when I was working on meditation, I was working on conflict resolution between people, already very simply in our own lives, because we're all got a bit of conflict and anger, violence within us. So getting back and contacting that, as well as seeing how it works on a bigger level. And then it was just, well, how can I bring these strands together to so that we all continue? So it's an experiment. It's not something like this is a recipe, this is what's done. It's an experiment in how do stories contribute to peace in oneself, peace in one's community and relationships, and peace in the greater world. And stories do contribute.
So how did you come to find the peace in the stories? You said in the stories themselves.
Yeah. Well, I think the first thing is that stories are always a story in the oral art. They are related to the body. So finding peace in the body meant that the stories themselves became more peaceful. It's not just in the content of the story. It is in the storyteller as well. And if you're on the content level, then you could be on a verbal level of peace, but there's no peace in your body, there's no peace in your being. So that was where the meditation, the walking meditation, getting back to nature, that's all these pathways, like the silence, discovering how important silence is. But you see, silence is important to stories as well. Stories grow out of silence and they go back into silence. You know, there's a relationship between speaking and silence. Mm-hmm. And the same relationship between speaking and listening, you know, because it's a very active relationship. But I think that discovering peace in the body and really knowing that as you're telling a story, how's the cell in your left knee doing? Is it feeling happy? Is it, you know, is it the tendon okay? Is it? And that's really important. And I think that lots of the older ways of being meant that people were naturally on a much more peaceful bodies than they are now. We live with very stressed out bodies. Breathing. That was another path to discovering how important the breath was and how much good breathing brings confidence, helps you to be relaxed. And all of that is part of the oral part of storytelling, very different to the written part of storytelling.
Any thoughts on where you'd like to see storytelling going internationally in terms of things like peace and environment and the resurgence of the storytelling culture?
Well, what I'm really appreciating being back here in Scotland is the Cayley culture, bringing in everybody. So that storytelling is not just, wow, this person is brilliant and fantastic and we listen and we go home and, well, I can never do that. But it is a sharing of, so I hope that there'll be a lot of international sharings and people coming together to share the stories and to, and we can learn to listen to each other and share the wonderful, incredible in world heritage of stories, and that it won't become just the domain of a few people, so that everybody can really reach down to the storyteller within them and develop. And some people, of course, are just more devoted, more determined or whatever than others, and they will go further, but it's still that sharing aspect that I think is is one of the real ways in which storytelling will make a difference to people's lives, and will be able therefore to work on increasing peace and in the world, with all the contradictions and all the bits that go around. You know, it's not sort of, yeah, one has to be careful when one is working on lines like that, sort of imagining that suddenly there'll be complete peace everywhere. What is, you know, like this? But these are complex issues, and what the story does is just forget about all the complex issues and just tells the story.